breaking the ground.
And you are listening.
You're listening to 90.7 WGXC Acra. Catskills. Today, East Durham. Catskills.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, FET Press.
Do you like a little ukulele? Ukuleles Unleashed is broadcast live from the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. Carmen Borgia hosts the live segment, and John Sturman spins the finest ukulele music from every nook and cranny of our crazy old earth. So, if you're like me and you like a little ukulele, tune in to Ukuleles Unleashed on WGXC 90.7 FM, the third Tuesday.
Come on.
morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you, beloved. Good morning to all our Brightside family listeners, our visitors, our partners, our supporters. Good morning to you, God's people, God's children, the saints and the ain'ts. Good morning, good morning, good morning. That was Miss Mandisa, beloved. And today we are dedicating this broadcast, of course, to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. But also to Miss Mandisa. Miss Mandisa passed away from this world on Thursday, April 18th. Thursday, April 18th would have been my dad's 98th birthday. He passed 3 years ago, just before he turned 95. And Thursday, April 18th was the third year after we celebrated his life and said farewell to him on this side of the Jordan. So that's a very special day to me. And Miss Mandisa is a very special artist, a very special person. Hallelujah to all of us. When we first started our Brightside broadcast on Wednesday afternoons, I play Miss Mandisa often, and one of her songs, Overcomers, has been our adopted anthem for Overcomer Ministries. We started Overcomer Ministries in 1999. We incorporated in 2000. She wrote that and released that song in 2014, 14 years later. And so we're going to close out today with Overcomer. I want to also say, when my dad passed away and the undertakers came to take him out of the apartment, praise be to God, Overcomers was the song that was playing on Pandora. Come on here, y'all. And there's a part in that song that says, I'm holding you right now. As they were taking him out of the door, the threshold of the apartment he had been in for almost of a quarter of a century, the song was saying, I'm holding you right now. I believe that God is holding Mandisa too right now. And she has blessed us, beloved. She left us too early, too soon. But we thank God for the time she was here and what she contributed, not only with her testimony and her struggles and her life story and legacy, but her talent and her gift in songwriting and in performance. So God bless you. We're thinking of the family of Miss Mandisa and those who mourn and grieve her, who knew her up close and personal. And yes, today it's about Lord Jesus Christ, who she loved and who she served. And you, me, and Miss Mandisa. I'm not here by myself. No, at the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And our ordinary, extraordinary, extraordinary audio engineer, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AB Services. How are you this morning, my brother?
I am well. I am awake. And, you know, and good morning to our listeners. Hopefully they were also, by virtue of listening to this show and living a good life for Christ, also be overcomers as well.
Amen. That is his, listen, that's his desire, his plan, and his mission for us, that we all come into the knowledge that through Jesus Christ we overcome. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Don't get me started. Well, we got the music, beloved. Good morning. That started us off. And we keep on going. So the songs that I selected for today, like I said, I had Miss Mandisa in mind. I had you in mind, always have you in mind too. And sometimes they're telling my story and where I'm at right now in the moment. Can you relate to that? Well, this is the lineup we have. God only knows, you know, God only knows why Miss Mandisa left us at the age of 47. God only knows what she went through. God only knows what you're going through. God only knows where we've been and what we've done. But, you know, knowing all of that, knowing all about us, hallelujah, the stuff we don't want to talk about and tell people, hallelujah, when we testify, God knows, right? God only knows. God only knows. So that's our next song for King and Country featuring Dolly Parton. I took that version. When I Pray by Miss Doe. Move Out of the Way, Miss Tasha Cobbs Leonard. Out of the Dark, Miss Mandisa. Let Go, Let God, Erica Reed, featuring Mark Kibble. My Deliverer by Miss Mandisa. Beautiful Day, Jamie Grace. Just Like God, Evie, and Stronger, Miss Mandisa. After that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. God only knows when I pray. Move out the way, out of the dark. Let go, let God, my deliverer. Beautiful Day, Just Like God, Stronger. Don't go nowhere. You stay right there. Hear the music and be blessed. Let the music play, Brother Randall.
while the world is sound asleep, and too afraid of what might show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. And every day you try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories that somehow never leave you. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows the real you. Cause there's a kind of love that God only knows.
There's a kind of love that there's a kind of love.
You keep a cover over every single secret. So afraid if someone saw them they would leave. Somebody, somebody, somebody sees you. Somebody, somebody will never leave you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows.
I don't always know how to sound holy when I speak. Papa told me Today that we want to get out of the way. We cry out with a heart of repentance that we're moving out of your way. We tried so many other ways. We just wanted your way. Oh my God, we just wanted your way. We just wanted your way. There's no other. We throw away our agendas. We lay aside all of our pride with a heart of repentance. We are moving out the way. We are moving out your way. Throw away our agendas. That's what we're doing. Lay aside all of our pride with a heart of repentance. We are moving.
We are moving out the way.
Getting out of your way.
We are
sit again, sit
forward.
Simple, somebody pray that say, all we want is you to move. Yeah. All we want is you to move. That's all we want today. All we want. When you move, love comes in.
justice, all we want. See, all we want is you to move. Let it fall, let it fall, let it fall, let your glory fall, let it fall, let it fall, let it fall, let your glory fall, let your glory. We want the weight of your glory. We want the weight of your glory. Come in our way, anything that's not like you. All we want is you. All we want is you to move. We're moving out your way. We're moving out your way. Cause it's not about us. Cause it's not about us. No, it's not about us. It's all about you. And we're moving out your way. So all we want is you to move. All we want is you to move. We've tried so many other moves. All we want is you to move. We will move when you move. Oh my God, just want to be in sync with you.
I couldn't see with all my
couldn't seem to fall asleep. Was so much on my mind. I was searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. Then I knelt to pray. I cried, Jesus, help me, please. He said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. So I stopped worrying, worrying about how my story ends. I let go and I let God. I let God have his way. And that's when things started happening. And I stopped looking at back then.
Can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle.
It's Jesus.
No, it's not my battle to fight.
No.
I had to learn to put it in his hands, and everything will be
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. WGXC.org online all the time, or worldwide even. And yes, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. Don't you go nowhere. You stay right here, for we got the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We got more Mandisa coming up, also Jamie Grace and Evie. After that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle.
To Jesus,
no. It's not my battle to fight.
No.
I had to learn to put it in his hands, and everything will be alright.
Yes.
I'll stop worrying about it.
Thinking about how my soul would end.
I let go and I let God.
Let God have his way. That's when
to his way.
Listen. Ooh. You gotta believe it.
Leave it in his hands.
Times I can't find my way.
Let him take the wheel.
My Lord, take the wheel.
I can't make it on my
yeah.
own.
Ooh.
Let go. Whatever's messing up your life.
Ooh,
make you free from all.
was so helpless. Where did the light go? I had no hope left. Deep down in my soul, I was watching, I was waiting, I was praying, I was staying.
A whole day since I stopped, so you could hold me. But this child awaits, strong in the faith. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, cause I can't let a day go, can't let a day go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And it's a beautiful day. When trouble seems to rain on my dreams, it's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield, cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just to get to, so I won't let a day go, won't let a day go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And ooh, there's something about the way your sun shines on my face. It's a love so true, I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong, I'm about to get my worship on. Take me away, it's a beautiful. It's a beautiful day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. limitations to your amazing grace, your amazing grace. And there's something about the way your love shines on my face. Oh no, I can never get enough of you.
Yes, beloved, praise the Lord. Ain't that just like God? Ain't that just like God? Blessings coming out of nowhere. A miracle, hallelujah, shows up. Praise be to God. A mess turned into something marvelous. Come on here, somebody. Amen. You know, God can take a mess and make a miracle. He can take a tragedy and turn it into a triumph. He can take our pain and turn it into power. Hallelujah. Give us power and passion out of what caused us pain. Ain't that just like God? Listen, beloved. You know, when I was, you know, if you were at the top of the line, you heard me talking about Miss Mandisa. And just like so many people, totally taken aback that she was no longer here. It was, you know, like unbelievable, because I was just waiting for her next project to come out. And perhaps there will be some releases that come out in passing. But I, you know, I was thinking about what could be a message to share out of this for you and for me. And interestingly enough, this morning I was reading our devotional, you know, shared it with you again. And I've seen some people call for our prayer line ministry that we have on 6 days a week at 7:30 in the morning, Overcoming Ministries. And the dial-in number for that is 516-387-8591, 516-387-8591. And so, you know, we do that, and I usually share, along with other watch leaders, we share devotional readings. And so on Sundays, we target our families. We target our families. And I just encourage people, you know, even if you call in, you don't have to say anything. You can just listen. If it's something like you've not heard or not used to, you know, stick with it. Stick with it. The Lord has blessed, and we've seen him take messes and turn it into miracles. We've seen him restore relationships. We've seen people grow, and heard people testify of how they've grown in their relationship with God, in the dimension of faith that they walk and live in their prayer lives, and how they know how to pray, how to deal with issues that come up and challenges, even the evil and the darkness that we face, that only comes to obscure the light that God has sent into this world. And so, yeah, I invite you to join us. You know, we just welcome you. Anyway, Family Matters was the devotional in our daily bread reading on yesterday, and I shared that this morning. We don't call in on Saturdays. It's a Sabbath rest for us. We did 7 days a week for 7 years, and the last 3 years we've done 6 days a week. So praise the Lord. So yesterday's devotional was not shared, but I want to share that with you. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, it says, make every effort to live in peace with everyone. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone. And I don't want you to tune out right yet. I want you to keep on listening, because, you know, there are some people that, you know, you just can't, you know, you got to say, see, you don't want to be it, because, you know, you just can't live in peace with them, right? You can't live in peace with a devil, beloved. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. You can't placate them. You can't appease them. But God tells us how to deal with, you know, evil things and evil people and evil, you know, evil spirits. He does. He doesn't leave us vulnerable and unknowledgeable, right? But this verse is talking about living in peace with people in the family of God and in our own families as much as possible, okay? Because we're going to have some, you know, devilish folks in the family, and their family, right? You really can't, you know, you have to see them at events. But I often tell people, if you know that someone's coming up and they got these evil tendencies, these evil spirits, you know, people are not safe around them, you don't wait till you get there and get frustrated. You start praying on that in advance. You start praying on that when the calendar date is set. You start praying on that on the way. Come on, you start praying. You take authority. You bind it up. You don't just allow it to, you know, just ruin your family, ruin your time together. But I digress. Let me read this. Family Matters says, my sisters and my brother and I flew from our separate states to our uncle's funeral and stopped to see our 90-year-old grandmother. She'd been paralyzed by a stroke, had lost the ability to speak, and had only the use of her right hand. Amen, beloved. I tell you, it can always be worse, all right? If you've got the mobility of your limbs and activity of all your senses, hallelujah, you're blessed. You're blessed, right? As we stood around her bed, she reached out that hand and took each of our hands, placing one atop another over her heart, and patted them in place. With this wordless gesture, my grandmother spoke into what had been our somewhat broken and distant sibling relationship. And in quotes, the writer shares, family matters. In God's family, the church, we can grow apart as well. We might allow bitterness to separate us from each other. The writer of Hebrews references the bitterness that separated Esau from his brother in Hebrews 12 and 16, and challenges us as brothers and sisters to hold on to each other in God's family. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone in God's family. Hear the words, every effort conveys a deliberate and decisive investment in peacemaking with our brothers and sisters in God's family. Every such effort is then applied to everyone, everyone. Family matters. Both our earthly families and God's family of believers. Might we all invest in the efforts needed to hold on to each other. Hallelujah. And beloved, I want to share, you know, I was in a meeting the other day and sister was, you know, talking about some alternative methods to get people to love each other and love how to love themselves. And, you know, talking about some of the alternative things that are out here in the world. I know there's a lot of interest in circles and, you know, I'm not going to get into all of those things today, but hallelujah, amen. And you know, there are people who have experienced church hurt. Certainly there are a lot of scandals that have gone on and some that are coming to the light, and people, you know, not making Christ look too good these days, right? In some places, in some situations. But then we can look at any level of society and see the same thing, okay? We don't stop banking because a banker, you know, was scandalous. We don't stop, you know, going to school or going to work because a company or an employer was a scandalous, you know. But somehow when it comes to the things that God tells us and teaches us, we find these ways out. Beloved, I'm telling you, you don't want to tune out or turn off. You want to tune in and stay connected. But because the family of God matters, it matters to God, it matters to us, it matters to me, it matters for you and me. God has much to say about how we should deal with each other as family. He tells us, amen, in the Ten Commandments, if you look in the book of Exodus and other Old Testament writings where the commandments are spoken to and spoken of, that we should honor our mothers and fathers, amen, that we should honor our parents, hallelujah. Honor your parents that the days, hallelujah, your mother, that the days that the Lord gives you in the land, you know, would be prosperous to you, would be a blessing to you. He tells fathers in the New Testament, he says, you know, don't provoke your children to wrath. God concerned and is concerned about your family, my family, and his family in this world, beloved. Don't make no mistake about it. Hallelujah. Family matters. Amen. Miss Bandisa is part of the family of God. Her family, by extension, is our family, and we pray for them. I pray for you and your family. I may not know you by name or by sight, but I know that God loves you and he cares. And so when we pray, we don't just pray for us four no more, but we pray as far as God will allow our prayer to reach and include as many as God will allow our prayer to include, beloved, because the family matters and the family of God matters, and he wants us to live in peace with one another. I just want to share very quickly, on yesterday I was at a wonderful retirement luncheon for Pastor Gloria Jimson at Payne Amy Church in Chatham, and I was talking to this brother, and he was telling me about his experiences in mission work in Africa, and he was saying that they were there training up leaders to, you know, lead churches, and he said that, you know, the deacons there, they preach, and they think they're supposed to preach. And I said, well, you know, in my denomination, deacons are a license to preach. And he was like, really? The beautiful thing about it, beloved, was that we are part of the family of God. That he and his denomination had a different interpretation of what deacons do. Some have different interpretations of what women can do. It doesn't separate us and divide us. We are one family, the family of God. Family matters. It was such a beautiful thing to be able to have that conversation, to be able to respect our differences and not become disagreeable about it. Family matters. We got Mother's Day coming up next month, Father's Day coming up next month. Amen. Siblings that are in rivalry with each other or siblings that are strange. Beloved, pray. Pray and ask God for reconciliation if it be possible. Pray and ask God to show you the pathway to peace in your soul, in yourself, in your family. because it matters. It matters. This is Pastor Kim. That is my spiritual social commentary for today. Hallelujah. I want to say God bless you as you go into this new week. I pray tomorrow is Earth Day. Praise the Lord. Your Earth Day activities going on. We got to take care of our environment. God gave humanity a dominion over the earth, and he told us to be fruitful, multiply, and replenish it. Hallelujah. I pray for the captains of industry who, because of greed, are polluting the earth, destroying the earth, and we pray that they get conscience and conviction. But tomorrow is Earth Day, beloved. Also, Passover begins tomorrow, so we say shalom and peace to brothers and sisters of the Hebrew faith. Certainly, we're praying for our brothers and sisters in war-torn areas all over the world, and we're praying for you right here in America. God bless us. God bless the USA, and let us bless each other, and let us start today. If you're having a birthday this week, happy birthday to you. God's way of saying keep on trucking. Remember never to forget, no matter how dark the day and how heavy the clouds may hang, the Lord loves you. There is a bright side somewhere. Hallelujah. You hang in there. You don't quit in the dip. Be an overcomer, beloved. Hallelujah. Be an overcomer. Hallelujah. God has ordained that we could overcome. This is Pastor Kim. I'm praying for you. If you don't know Jesus and the pardoning of your sin, if you don't have a relationship with God, take the pathway he made available. Accept Jesus into your life. Invite him in. Just, you know, say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I want to have a new way of living. I'm tired of the same old, same old. Amen. I need to be an overcomer. I don't want to quit in the dip. I want to know how to hang on. I want to be able to be victorious in the challenges of life. Holly, I want to be able to be a blessing and bless somebody else. Miss Mandisa blessed our lives, beloved, with her songs and her talent and her gifts, her love for God and her love for God's people. And so, beloved, we give tribute to her, and we thank God for her in the time she was lent and sent to us. And we're going to leave you with You're an Overcomer. Miss Mandisa, God bless you, beloved, till we meet or speak again. Oh, reminder, there is the Crime Victims Rights Vigil at the Hudson Area Library today, 4 p.m., 5th Street and State Street in Hudson, New York. Come on and join us, and be blessed. Love you, love you. God loves you more than he loves you best. We're overcomers. Yes, we are.
On your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking forward.